We're back on the air. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, buddy?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, it was close, but it's still a win. Holla at your boy.
Never a doubt.
Wow, there's a lot of doubts on your Twitter account last night, buddy boy.
How about that masterclass, by the way? Yes. A masterpiece on my Twitter account.
You know, and I
turned out well for you.
I want you guys to know that if we're ever in a situation when one of you gives up a big home run to an opponent and the opponent stares you down, I'm putting that guy on the ground the next time I get a chance. I just want you to know that's what you got in me. Might not be what they have in each other, but that's what you got in me. So we use the Phillies pause.
We'll address that later.
We'll address that later. And we do have a good show, by the way. Good show for you today. The great Brian Mitchell will join us at 3 o'clock to talk about our new number 3 wide receiver, Jahan Dotson.
Mitch. Yes, sir.
So he will be with us at 3. That'll be interesting. And also, we will have another interview today for the commissioner of our fantasy football league. That's right. Buzz has stepped up to the plate and is interested. So later in the show, we will interview Buzz to see whether he's up to the task. But we take this pause in the Phillies meltdown to talk about our Eagles today. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the internet today, as I do in the morning, and I read an article on ESPN. The headline was, and it's by all of their reporters, all of their NFL Nation reporters, this isn't just one person, win-loss record ceilings and floors for all NFL teams in 2024. So what is the ceiling for the team and what is the floor? And of course, I scroll down to the Eagles, and it says their ceiling 13-4, their floor 8-9. And they say the biggest X factor for the Eagles is offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. So I ask you this, Ike, if you had to choose one that is more likely for the Philadelphia Eagles this year, 13-4 or 8-9, where would you go?
Well, first of all, who'd you say that was?
It's actually Tim McManus that wrote the little blurb.
Definitely was listening to the show yesterday when I talked about Kellen Moore. So, shout out to Tim McManus.
Well, you know, I like Tim McManus.
Well, I do, too. Good I give man. Him credit. He listens to the show.
Absolutely.
No shame in that. No shame
shout
in that.
Out Tim McManus.
Yes. To this question, they're obviously closer to 13-4. I mean, I'm having to hold myself back from going 14-3. Right. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Until September.
Nope, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to lock in at 13-4. I think 13-4 is a fair expectation for this team. See, that's part of it. I don't want to be unrealistic with my expectations for the team.
Totally fair.
That's a fair expectation for the team. At 13-4, I was at 12-5, and I was already feeling good. And the news broke today that Howie has been working the phone lines, and we've added a third wide receiver, former first-round draft pick, Jahan Dotson, out of Penn State. Boy, I tell you, I'm not a big fan of the Giants or the Nittany Lions as a winning culture, but we certainly keep grabbing up the players.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We certainly get – well, he's commander.
I say the Lions. I meant to say the Giants.
The Giants.
The Giants and the Nittany Lions.
Nittany Lions,
that's what I was talking about, yes.
We got
in trouble yesterday for cooking too fast.
Yeah, no.
Yes. I got to slow it down.
Yeah, red light district. They got yet another red light district player.
But yes, I'm excited about where they are. This is a team. See, this is where you have to – you got to woo-saw a little bit, bring it down, because you can catch yourself becoming too excited over the potential of this football team. And then you forget about the defense having question marks.
Sure.
So that's really my only question marks on the field stuff. I think offensively, talent-wise, we're going to be fine. I'm not worried about our offensive line. I'm going to trust that Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts will be on the same page. And Jalen Hurts is already in a great frame of mind. He's already talking about he feels physically better right now than where he was last year. This season is setting up to be what was the Jalen Hurts season of 2022. Like, that's what it's setting up to be, and even better for him from an individual standpoint. But as far as the team, listen, 13-4 is great for the regular season. We obviously have Super Bowl aspirations, and this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Only problem I see is, and while I'm not making them a lock for that, is that they aren't head and shoulders above the rest of the talent in the NFC. The talent in the NFC has caught up. You know, they may not have exact amount of talent that the Eagles have, but Detroit, Green Bay, San Francisco, you know.
Even the Rams.
The Rams. I mean, if Dallas can get their stuff together, the talent is there.
Sure.
So it's not like the Eagles are just head and shoulders above everybody. But I feel like they're battle-tested. And more importantly, Spike, and this is, I think, is the driving force for us. This is why I feel good about this team. They're motivated. They are motivated. They are motivated by naysayers. They are motivated by, more importantly, forget about the naysayers. They're motivated by their past failures of what happened at the end of the season last year. That wasn't a true representative of what the Eagles are as a team, who Jalen Hurts typically is as a quarterback, and who Nick Sirianni wants to be as a head coach. So what it forced them to do? It forced them to reevaluate themselves, eat a little humble pie, and come back hungrier this offseason. Even Howie seems to be a little hungrier this offseason. I feel good about where this team is. Obviously, health matters. This team stays healthy. I think they have what it takes to be in New Orleans. We're not doing predictions on the season just yet, right? We're not
right.
doing that just
no,
yet.
No, but all we're doing is more likely one or the other today. So
I'm just
no
saying.
Predictions yet. Oh, no.
You like gumbo?
All right. We don't need to do that
yet. I'm just
yet.
Saying.
All right.
Super Bowl is in New Orleans this year.
I actually
love to go to New Orleans.
Can't eat gumbo.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God. With this veganism.
I suppose we could find a place that
I'm
would
sure
do
they got that down there
yeah.
somewhere.
Yeah, we have to check everywhere we go. Like, yeah. Can we get the vegan gumbo?
I'm just saying, if it's gumbo that is the sell,
just get ready for it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what else... New Orleans is famous
Well, it's
for.
The little...
It's the Creole food, right? The beignets?
The beignets at, what's it called? No, at Café Du Monde. What are they? That's beignets there.
Yeah.
They're good.
I was going to say, you asking Jack?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. They have the chicory coffee there and the beignets. Okay. No, it's good. It's good.
They have bidets there?
No, not bidet.
Not...
All right.
Yeah, see? That's what I mean.
Okay. So what is more likely for the Eagles this year? Their ceiling of 13 and 4 or their floor of 8-9? So... You said a lot of things there that I agree with.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing that you touched on last, by the way, as a positive for the Eagles, I don't care about them trying to prove anybody wrong. Mm-hmm. I do care about them looking internally and saying, what can I do better, and prove it to themselves. Because trying to prove it to other people, then you're always looking for somebody to prove wrong. You know, they are responsible for screwing up last year. So to me, proving it to themselves is important. And we're not doing our final things, so I'm still around where I was, the 10-win thing. But if you're asking me what is more likely, 13-4 or 8-9, I think 8-9 is more likely than 13-4 is. 13-4 suggests to me that everything went right, that the defense really was not just passable, but the defense was a little bit better than passable. Mm-hmm. If they're going to win 13 games, the defense, I think, will have to qualify as good. And
yes.
I've got a lot of questions. I think what it comes down to me is that there are a lot of things that have to be answered in a positive way to get to 13-4, but there's not that many things that have to be answered in a negative way to get to 8-9. So if I'm around 10 wins, 8-9 is closer to that than 13 is. To me, for 13-4 to happen, boy, we're going to need a yes answer out of Bryce Huff. We're going to need a yes answer out of Jalen Carter. We're going to need a yes answer out of Josh Sweat, probably. We're going to need a yes answer out of this core of linebackers that we have some optimism there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to need an awful lot of contributions from a secondary that is a bunch of young guys and maybes at this point outside of Darius Slay. And Slay's older, coming off injury, all those things. So I think when I'm looking at it, if you're asking me what is more likely to happen, what is more likely to happen, by the way, is that we get, and by the way, we have two new coordinators and a head coach in a new role that he has not been in, at least in the NFL. I think there's just a lot of changes. There's a lot of ifs. And if you're going to ask me what's more likely, I think it is more likely that we end up with an 18-9 season than we end up with a 13-4. Is this team the best team in the NFC season?
Bro, for us to go 8-9, I mean, everybody on the team will have to get hit by a damn car or something.
I mean, seriously.
You need to have all types of injuries for them to go 8-9.
I don't think so.
They'll roll out of bed and win 10 games this year.
And by the way,
remember how Jahlil Okafor used to roll out and get 20-10? Yeah, that's how we're going to roll out 10 wins easily.
Notice he did not actually roll out of it and get 20-10. I just want to inform you that that was just a thing to say. You know, that people said when they liked him. And the final thing, and hopefully this will fade away. We've talked to Elliot a lot during training camp.
Yes.
And he has spooked me a little bit.
I knew it.
About the friggin' offensive line.
I knew
stuff.
It.
He has spooked. I was, you know, I had gotten to a peaceful place with the Cam Jurgens thing with he will be good enough. But then Elliot started talking about offensive line depth and there's the right guard and Becton's hurt all the time. And what if Cam Jurgens isn't good and blah, 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 blah. So Elliot did, maybe that part will fade off. It's not high on my list, but that's where I am. 215-592-9494. What is more likely for the Eagles this year, their ceiling of 13-4 or their floor of 8-9? And we do have another spot today to get into the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We're going to do what we did on Monday. You call with your sports point, but at the end, if you want to be in the league, and by the way, you have to be able to attend the draft in person on Wednesday at 5 o'clock, you tell us why you deserve it. Why are you going to be a good addition for the Fantasy Football League? I also don't want to hear about how long that you've had Eagles season tickets. Like, take that off the list. It should be something.
It only took you a couple months, buddy. Welcome.
Yeah, yeah. That is not getting you in the Fantasy Football League. Jack, real quick, more
Thank
likely
you.
13-4 or 8-9.
Yeah, it's time to get serious here. Because I feel like some people, they look at my Eagles opinions and they're like, I don't know if he's being serious.
Yes.
They're obviously closer to 13 wins. It's not even close.
Wow.
Like,
what is this?
Yeah, but they are. Like, they, listen, at some point, you have to just look at what's in front of you. And what's in front of you is the best offense we've ever seen on paper. With Jalen, like, they're making his job about as easy as it could be. Like, if he's not in the MVP discussion this year, if something goes,
I'd be shocked.
Like, incredibly wrong.
Yeah.
And the defense, like, they did get an upgrade in coordinator. Like, last year, they were just so bad, so no one knew which way to go. They were basically just chickens with their head cut off. So I think they're much closer to 13-4 than 8-9. 8-9 feels almost impossible at this point.
8-9 feels disastrous.
Well, just so we're clear, there, and I know the gambling lines aren't everything. The over-under for Eagles wins
I pay attention to it now.
Yeah, I know you do. Paying attention, you might need to pay more attention based on what you've told me. you might need to study just a little bit more. Their over-under for wins this year is 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
So 10.5 is 2.5 wins from 13, and it's also 2.5 wins from 8. So
that's good math.
The Vegas line would say that they are equidistant between the 13-4 and 8-9, which is probably why Tim picked them, by the way. But for you to say they are obviously closer to 13-4, and by the way, the on paper thing. When was the last time we had all this talent on paper that we were all so happy about? It was dream team time. So just because they have, I'm just saying, just because they have a lot of talent on paper, it still does have to translate. They had plenty of talent last year, too. So maybe not as much as they do this year, but they had plenty of talent last year, too. 215-592-9494. Oh, wrong mouse. There we go. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
First of all, let's just get one thing straight. That ain't true. The last time we had this much talent was the Super Bowl year in 2022. And what happened? We went to the Super Bowl. So let me go back to those dreams. Dream team talented. Looking back, they weren't even really talented like that. They called themselves that. It's a bunch of has-been players.
Well, but Corey, nobody was going into the season in 2022 saying that this is the most talented team in the NFL. Nobody.
When you looked at the Eagles on paper in 2022 with Devontae, A.J. Brown, Miles Sanders, I get there was question marks. Had an elite O-line. You had Bradberry, who people had upside it. He wasn't looked at the way he's looked at now. You know what I'm saying? T.J. Edwards had upside. You had a stacked D-line. You had the point shaver, Hargraves, and who people had upside with Fletcher Cox, Brandon
point
Graham.
Shaver.
You had a good secondary. We traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Like,
you're just but you're just naming talent. People now, man. You can't just say we had Brandon Graham and we had C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
So everybody I named wasn't looked at as good players. Don't do that, Spike. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Spike. No. You are saying you can't compare the if you're saying that this is the most talented team da 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 and comparing it to 22. Look, I wasn't here in 22, but I don't think anybody was going into that season saying, "Hey, this team is the most talented Eagles team on paper."
Well, we didn't know at that time.
Right, right.
Yeah, we didn't know. So, the defense certainly was light years better than this.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. The defense. I mean, we had two deep on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, you had and you had a Hall of Famer in the middle of the defensive line, you know, like, and so you had, by the way, the guy who we're hoping that Hassan Reddick is as good, we're hoping that Bryce Huff is as good as Hassan Reddick.
I forgot him. I didn't even say his name.
Hassan Reddick had 19 sacks that year.
Exactly. We had five dudes with double digit sacks.
So you think you're going to have that this year, too?
I'm not saying that. The defensive side of the ball this year was not stacked like that year. But the offensive side of the ball is more stacked this year than it was that year. Last year, let me just break down the call real quick.
Is it really, though?
So we talking about
is it really? Let me ask you this, Corey. You're saying the offense is more stacked this year than it was in 22.
If I could tell you that
you could have...
I'm talking about last year. The offense is more stacked this year and in 22.
So let me ask you this. If I could say you could have Miles Sanders and Jason Kelce or Saquon Barkley and Cam Jurgens, what would you rather have?
I'll have Saquon Barkley and Cam Jurgens.
Wow.
Let me give you the breakdown why.
Good question.
Let me give you my rebuttal.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, we're looking at what Jason Kelce did as a Hall of Fame player. A Mount Westmore guy, I give it that. And he's a great player. But what I'm looking at when I'm talking about Saquon Barkley and when I'm talking about Cam Jurgens, if you look at what happened that year, we don't know what Cam Jurgens is going to be, right? Miles Sanders had a good season. He had a good Pro Bowl season, S season. I give him that. But is he the talent that Saquon Barkley is? Let's look at what Miles Sanders is right now without the Eagles. We saw what Saquon Barkley was without the Eagles, right? So who do you think is going to benefit more from playing behind this team with these playmakers? Saquon Barkley? Because we saw what he did with the Trash Giants team. Or Cam Jurgens joining a good, decent offensive line that already has three Pro Bowl players. Which one you think?
I will say this, Miles. I'm going to call you Miles, Corey. I will say this. I take Miles Sanders' rushing yards from Saquon Barkley this year if I can get him. Like, if you can get nearly
1,200.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It was close to 1,300. Yeah. It's 1,295. So if you can get close to 1,300 rushing yards out of Saquon, I don't know if we're getting 1,300 yards rushing out of Saquon.
I'm just saying.
I hope we are.
I'm just saying we know that the comparison between Miles Sanders that year and Saquon Barkley this year, we have some idea about how close they are. We don't really.
Saquon that year in New York was better than Miles Sanders.
Yes. Yeah. I just
remember that was the year Saquon got him to the playoffs.
When they won 10 games.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones was pretty good that year too. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that makes you optimistic about Saquon this year. But I just like for us to say that this offense is more talented than that offense was. I think we're talking about skill position players. Obviously,
right. Yeah.
We think Saquon's better than Miles Sanders. But is Saquon more better than Miles Sanders than Jason Kelce? Is there a bigger difference between Jason Kelce and Cam Jurgens and Saquon and Miles Sanders? I would say yes. Until we have an answer on Cam Jurgens.
Looking at one player, like what I'm saying is like,
well, the other guys are the same.
One player, you said what?
All the other players are pretty much the same. From 2022.
And I feel like most people, if you took a put a poll, you know, we like Twitter polls. Who do you think a better receiver, Quez Watkins or Jahan Dotson?
Oh yeah,
I mean,
forgot about our new guy. Yeah, I forgot about our new guy.
So if you looking at that, that's what I'm saying. And even if you looking at last year, and this is what I talk about expectations. And I don't want to bash other teams in the city because I love the Philly Sixers. Do y'all think? But it's like last year we collapsed down the end of the season, 6 or 7 games we lost, and we went 11-6, and we have trepidation going into this year, and we say this team is close to 8 wins. But they were 11-6. Look at the 10 teams or the 11 teams that they beat, and we're saying that this team can't do better than that, and they didn't even play well last year. That's the kind of expectations we got. They was 11-6 and didn't play well.
Yeah, but Corey.
And we also forget the Eagles had the toughest schedule last year of anybody.
They did, but you're saying these players didn't play well last year. Well, it's these players. So just expecting that they'll play better, I can understand it, but the Eagles were never a real 10-1 team last year, and they probably weren't as bad as they looked at the end of the year, and they probably ended up exactly where they should have been wins wise, plus or minus a win here and there. Mm-hmm. I understand where you're at, but for everyone, for you to be like, it's obvious that they're closer to 13. I just don't know that that's that obvious. I don't.
All right. All I'm going to say is Spike, you know, we already got our thing. You know, we talked about going to the game. I'll buy dinner. I'll buy dinner wherever. And I come back to Philly if the Eagles win 8 games. I'll buy dinner.
Well, that'd be a depressing dinner. Honestly,
that's how confident I am, and it's a this is a global station. Everybody can hear this. I'm putting that on the radio. A bet 8 wins. Only way they win in 8 games is if Jalen Hurts get hurt. That's the only way. That's it. If he out there 13 games, man, I mean all games, man, give me 13, please. Put it in your bet book.
I'm glad. I would rather it be 13. I would much rather it be 13. I would rather. I'm not offering you another thing because I already said I'd take.
Yeah,
you
what
to
are we
Philly
doing?
This guy's trying to get a free trip to Philadelphia. Yeah, he's trying to be real here. He wants Philly's tickets and then to come back at the end.
He wants dinner.
Yeah,
I'm not letting you buy me dinner. Like, what are we doing here? So, all right.
I put my side of the bed. You don't even got to reciprocate. I'm telling you, I'm a do that. No matter what, you don't even got to reciprocate.
I don't care.
All right, brother. All right, man. Did you have a thing on the Phillies before we go?
Oh, yeah, real quick. See, last night y'all talked about who's a better rivalry. So you know how – and you an animal guy. You know how, like, when you got old shoes, old tennis balls, and you give it to your dog to play with? That's what Atlanta is. See, Monday, they thought they was doing something. So, you know, dude want to run around the base, RC, looking around like, oh, yeah, we're somebody. But you see what happened, boy. Man, y'all ain't nothing but a tennis shoe that we give to our dog. Y'all want to play and talk? Get here. We tossed y'all to the dogs, baby.
We showed them. We barely won because Weston Wilson got a hit.
Weston Wilson on the team. It's a W, baby. That's all that matters.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'll holler at y'all.
All right, brother. Wow. Huh. Corey just trying to line up bets. How many dates am I going to have with Corey? I'm going to have to go to the game with him. Then we're going to have dinner, you know?
Just suck it up and move here.
Yeah.
That's the big takeaway from Corey.
Yeah. What are you doing in Columbus?
No one likes Columbus.
Yeah, get out of there.
Come on, Ohio is just a...
Great state.
We got to have a GoFundMe for Corey for Corey House in the Delaware Valley somewhere.
I think so.
So coming up next, you know, we have heard a bunch about the change that Nick Sirianni needed to make in terms of his approach, his temper. He has given a reason and a way that he has found to help harness that and maybe behave a little differently. We will hear from Sirianni next about what he has done. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.